Hello there, very good morning. You're watching Proactive in London. Joining us today from Savannah Resources, we have David Archer to explain this newly created Portuguese Association for the Battery Cluster. You're now a founding member and you've been elected to the board, I understand.
Indeed, Savannah's been elected to the board and the lithium cluster in Portugal sort of comprises some of Portugal's most and Europe's preeminent companies, including Galp, Bosch, and a number of companies actually in the lithium value chain. For example, Prio, which owns the largest private EV charging network in Portugal. So the idea is that the cluster will, you know, very much become the catalyst, if you like, for the development of downstream industries in Portugal. And of course, the reason for all of this is the discoveries of Savannah in 2017 and 2018. Lithium and mining really very much provides the sort of fundamental platform for all of these opportunities.
Let's talk about those opportunities then, as you said it. Remind us what they are.
Well, I suppose really sort of highlights the good sense of onshoring the production of these strategic battery metals, because it allows for the sort of the building of resilience here in Europe. It builds on sort of prosperity and opportunity, and really allows Europe to deliver on its climate change and air quality objectives. At the local level, we provide a whole host of economic, social, and demographic benefits. Mm-hmm. It will catalyse the development of new industries such as the production of battery chemicals. It will catalyse the development of some potential battery plants in Portugal. And of course, is very sort of complementary to the already very sort of significant vehicle building industry in Portugal and in the Iberian Peninsula sort of more generally. So, you know, Savannah and Mina de Brosso and lithium in Portugal really will be sort of delivering some enormous benefits to both the Iberian Peninsula and to Europe as a whole.
And David, in summary, what are the key focuses and targets for this cluster?
Well, I think it really will be looking to sort of build an end-to-end initiative in sort of close cooperation with both the national government and the European Commission, and really have a sort of a very much sort of a joined up and cooperative approach where I suppose a team is built in Portugal, and I think the individual members of the team are stronger together than as individuals.
Sounds good. David Archer, thank you very much for your time this morning here on Proactive London from Savannah Resources.
Thanks, Katie.